In the continuing turmoil in the Catholic Church following the clergy sex abuse scandal, church officials say Pope Francis is likely to meet with victims of sex abuse during his trip to the U.S., which begins today. One of the frequent requests from critics is a call for more transparency and accountability from the Vatican. In their calls for change, those critics often point to Cardinal Bernard Law. Law was forced to resign as the bishop of the Archdiocese of Boston after a series of stories in the Boston Globe showed church authorities had protected pedophile priests from prosecution. As WBUR's David Boeri reports, despite the disgrace that befell Cardinal Law here in Boston, he's found a comfortable and influential second career at the Vatican.
In December 2002, Cardinal Bernard Law joined a notorious handful of cardinals in the history of the Catholic Church who were either kicked out or forced to resign.
He was seen as the most powerful cardinal of the most powerful Catholic Church in the world, meaning the United States,
says Vatican analyst John Allen of the Boston Globe.
And to fall from that to where he ended up is the most dramatic fall from grace I've ever personally witnessed.
But the fall from grace was not nearly so evident at the Vatican. In a church where all roads lead to Rome, his catastrophic administration and disgrace in Boston was treated more like a flare-up in the provinces. The newspaper of the Vatican Congregation of Bishops put his resignation on page 17. For the cardinal, the Vatican would be the country for a new start. In May 2004, Pope John Paul II installed Law, who was one of his favorites, to be archpriest of one of Rome's four papal basilicas and its most magnificent, Santa Maria Maggiore. By August, Law was presiding at the anniversary of the basilica's dedication, 16 and a half centuries earlier. Above the cardinal, above centuries of priceless art, white flower petals dropped from a ceiling gilded in gold. If there was a trace of official embarrassment that the man officiating at Mass was the toxic poster boy of the sexual abuse scandal in another country, it was not apparent. Patrick Wall is a former monk, a former parish priest, and a canon lawyer who works on civil cases filed against accused pedophile priests.
There are plenty of monasteries that Cardinal Law could have been sent to where he didn't have a position, where he wasn't allowed to be a Vatican official, and where it was clearly communicated that he was to live a life of prayer and penance for the crimes that he allowed to be committed against the hundreds, if not thousands, of children in the Archdiocese of Boston.
Instead, Law, who had only resigned his position as Archbishop of Boston, was allowed to keep his seat in the College of Cardinals. That meant keeping his seat in each and every one of eight Vatican commissions, including the single most important department of all, the Congregation of Bishops. Again, Patrick Wall.
Cardinal Law was one of the major bishop makers in the United States.
Freed from all the administrative and fundraising duties he once had in Boston, Law could now devote all his time and political influence to grooming a new generation of bishops as conservative as he was. Among the bishops he helped get elected were those who had been on his personal staff back in Boston. That Law could exert such influence for so long, that he could live so comfortably, and if anything, become more influential after scandal, critics saw as proof the Vatican was not holding offenders to account. Vatican analyst John Allen.
Cardinal Law was the last gasp of an old regime which said that even when cardinals have engaged in spectacular failures, somehow their dignity and their status has to be protected.
About to turn 84, the cardinal is retired now, with no duties and no vote. But he still wears a red hat, and he can be found at diplomatic receptions, social events, and conferences. He's not hard to find. He's in the phone book. But the one thing he won't talk about is what happened in Boston, say people who know him. He says he will leave that up to history. Canon lawyer and former priest Patrick Wall has another interpretation.
You know, to be honest, he has potential criminal liability. And whatever statements he makes are going to be statements in interest that could be used also in potential civil cases moving forward. So I don't think you'll hear him again ever.
When I called Law's longtime secretary from Boston, who had gotten a lifetime appointment to the Vatican in order to rejoin Law, he told me, not a chance. The next day, when I tried to see Law in person at his residence in the earliest Renaissance palace in Rome, I was told he was occupado, busy. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.